This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Happy Open Line Thursday, all. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Being brought in, as usual, by Enter Sandman by Metallica. They were doing that bit live last night at Lane Stadium in Blacksburg. I know Jason's daughter was in attendance for the show.
I saw some clips and saw some
pictures that you were sending along yesterday. Like a very cool scene down in Blacksburg.
Apparently it was insane. And I feel bad that I didn't go. I should have gone.
Because
it just was just an insane atmosphere, and it must have been so cool for, not that it was, you know, all college kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there was a lot of people from D.C., from Richmond, from all over the place.
Yeah, all up and down probably the Eastern Seaboard
that went to the concert. But it must have been cool for the college kids who only know Enter Sandman because they hear it over the speakers when the Hokies enter the stadium.
Correct.
But to finally see who actually performs it and to see it live, it must have been so cool. She said it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And she knew one song.
I'm sure. Yeah,
I heard they didn't play it till very late, like close to midnight or something, or 11.
I think it was about 11. Yeah.
Was it the closer or no?
Oh, I assume it was.
I would assume that closed the show at Lane Stadium.
She sent me a video of when they were playing it, and it was just all screaming.
Right, it was the entire crowd just singing,
just jumping
along. Yeah, jumping.
Because that's
and
what they're doing.
Along.
They just jump.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
But I feel like I should have been there.
You missed out.
And the reason I didn't go is because I'm going down next week for 5 days for graduation, and I didn't feel like I should go down back to back weeks.
This is the audio from last night,
Lane Stadium last night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Yeah, and the Hokies did it right. Like they've really obviously embraced Metallica, the song, what it means to the football program.
And that must have been sick.
There was videos and pics of the band coming in to meet Coach Pry and I guess a lot of the coaching staff, and they had personalized Hokies jerseys for each member of the band.
That's the first time any of those members of Metallica have ever been to Blacksburg.
Right.
And they've been playing that song for 30 years.
Right, because
they've never been to that city when they're doing their touring schedule. Yeah,
I mean Blacksburg.
They're not going to Blacksburg.
It's just not a common stop.
Of course,
you know, because like if you're going to do this region of the country, you usually do either D.C., Baltimore, and you get further. I mean, you might hit like Virginia Beach. I know there's a big amphitheater there. Like Blacksburg's just not one of those.
No,
it's not in the rotation.
No.
Not in the rotation.
No, it's not a big market. Like it's
correct.
But it obviously works because of the connection that song has
with the school,
with Virginia Tech and the football program.
I would love to hear those guys, like, off the record,
right?
How what they felt about the crowd and the atmosphere. It must have been unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure that they were jacked to do it in front of.
You know,
I
wonder what they expected. You know what I mean? I wonder what they expected.
Yeah.
You would ask them off the record. You would say off the record. I think they would tell you without off the record.
You know what I mean.
And they I mean, I'm just guessing. They probably sold a billion T-shirts because I saw some of the like sometimes for tour stops, bands will do like personalized just for that one gig. And I saw some of the art that they were showing inside the stadium was like a big skeleton wearing a Hokie outfit, carrying a football, running around outside of Lane Stadium. Like, how many of those T-shirts do they sell for $45 or $50 a pop at the event?
Yeah,
you know, like they're just killing it. I'm sure
the YouTube videos that are out already are crazy.
Yeah,
and I mean, the stage is huge, but they spread out. They're not just like a regular band that's real close together. The stage is so big; all the members are all spread out.
It's in the middle of the stadium. They don't put it at the end.
I wondered what that was. I couldn't tell from the pictures what
they
were doing.
They put it in the middle, and it's almost like a runway that's in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of their bit is, I know, I think they did this for the latest tour. They have fans inside, like the inner circle. They call it the snake pit.
Right. Those tickets are super expensive,
but it's like a once in a lifetime experience where you're going to get like inside where the band is actually playing. So I know some people are springing for those tickets. So I'm sure everybody had a great time down in Blacksburg last night.
We've got more Metallica tickets to give away on the show today.
We do. Yeah, they'll be playing Northwest Stadium in just a few weeks. That's Wednesday, May 28th. So we will be giving those away later.
You won't go to that. You won't bring both your daughters to that one and say, "I'm sorry, I wasn't able to be there with you to experience that."
I mean, this would have been the atmosphere, man.
And also, it's middle of the week. Like you think he's going to stay out till midnight at Northwest Stadium?
I would have to take off the next day.
Yeah, yeah. You would just have to punt.
But that's what I should have done. I should have gone and taken off today.
Yeah, you probably should have.
And just gone down to the concert.
Missed an opportunity.
Well, speaking of, isn't that why Heavy Metal Chris is not here today?
Well, I think Heavy Metal Chris is
not because of Metallica.
I think he's in a different metal show that he took off for. Yeah, I don't know which show it is. Probably it's probably of a band that you've never heard of.
Right. So now we're down to our third board op, Ben.
Yeah,
right?
Ben is sitting.
Looks like he's 12.
Welcome to Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Yes, sir. How we doing?
How are you, Ben?
Ben, how old are you? Like 22?
I'm 21.
21, nice.
21. About to graduate college, I believe?
Yep, in about 2 weeks.
Which college is this?
University of Maryland.
Ah, very, wow. Very. He's a terp. Like him more already.
You probably had good SATs and everything, right?
I actually went test optional, thanks COVID.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if I would have got in with my test scores.
Which high school? Are you a local high school?
Yeah, Quince Orchard High School.
Ah, QO. Quince
Orchard, okay. Gaithersburg kid, huh?
Absolutely.
Right, all right.
It's a MoCo guy.
All right.
All right, well, welcome.
Cool.
Do you aspire
to work in radio?
Yeah, definitely aspire to be an on-air guy. I've been doing play-by-play for the past 4 years at the university. Started to dabble in sports talk stuff this year, then ultimately joining the station here, which really cool for me because I grew up listening to this station. So it's been a great experience so far.
Well, really?
Well, best of luck to you in a dying medium, my friend.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
if you're doing play-by-play,
like, is your ultimate dream play-by-play stuff or...
Yeah, that'd be like the ultimate goal, I guess, like network play-by-play, you know, doing the TV gigs, traveling across the country, calling football, basketball, or whatever. But obviously those jobs are pretty few rare. And far in between.
And any dope could do this, right? So like, what else?
My dad is not a play-by-play broadcaster either, so I don't have that.
Yeah, that hookup would work.
But is you called games thing? At Quince Orchard?
So I didn't. That radio network actually didn't really start up until later in my junior year. That was during my lacrosse season, and then there was the COVID pandemic. And then my senior year, we didn't have any sports until the spring, and they did all the sports at once pretty much, and I was in lacrosse season then. So I went into college with no broadcasting experience. I just did school newspaper.
Yeah, because Quince Orchard's pretty cool. They have a radio network. My son's been doing play-by-play for the Quince Orchard football games. They dominate.
Right.
Yeah, nice. Dylan?
Yes.
Yeah. I've talked to him a couple of times.
Nice. Look at that.
Small world. So, yeah.
I think he called one of my lacrosse games. I think that was his first game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Adam Gotkin, who started the network.
Nice. Very cool. Well, welcome. I'm sorry it's such a sad industry, but hopefully you have a nice career.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Wishing the best for you.
Yeah, I told Bresh, I mean, this was a big week for him, Chris Bresh, Heavy Metal Chris.
Yeah.
And he goes, look, I'm going to need Thursday morning off. I'm going to a concert.
Yeah.
So you're out of luck.
Yeah. Pretty good. So even though it was a big week for him, he still had his priorities in check.
We're not his top priority.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that guy needs, if there's a metal show in town, that guy's going to go.
Right.
I mean, his nickname is Heavy Metal Chris.
Right. Heavy Metal Chris, we've gone through this before. He is married with like a kid or two, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has at least one kid.
Yeah. He just doesn't strike me as a guy when you look at him that's married with kids.
A very normal life.
I've met his wife at like an Odyssey company party before.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He's a great guy.
He's super nice.
Super nice guy. But, you know, it teaches you not to judge a book by its cover, which I'm very guilty of. I pretty much always do that. I would just bet everything that he was living in some terrible apartment, with just like trash everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and no chance had a wife again. You're like a college kid. That's what I would imagine. Just wrong.
I think he lives in a great neighborhood, too.
Yeah,
I think
he
lives over there by the zoo.
I don't doubt it.
In a townhome or...
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
He must be freaking out those neighbors.
Good for him. Good for that guy.
He's a nice guy, though.
Super nice.
All right, so welcome, Ben.
Appreciate it, guys.
Welcome to
the
fold.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Glad to have you.
Yeah. All right, what else? Have we got anything to talk about besides the freaking Caps game and the anxiety leading up to it?
It's all Metallica and the Caps.
I came off the Cakes Classic last night.
Oh, right.
Had a good turnout. I was hanging out with Chris Farley.
Oh, nice.
A friend from Pacers.
Did he run there?
Another celebrity. He did not run there.
He drove.
But we ran once we got there. We were probably the only people that left the casino. And ran across
the street. Where do you guys run to? You run over to the...
Ran in front, like, there's a waterfront near National Harbor.
Yeah.
And then we ran 3/4 of the way over the Woody Wilson Bridge, turned around, and came back.
Oh, did they have a little sectioned off area for people to walk
across?
Yeah, for
pedestrians.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, I mean, you're running, and there's a bit...
Is it a little off-putting?
On the one side, it's, you know, it's the Potomac.
Yeah.
It's scenic. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay? Then on the other side, it's... 10 lanes of traffic.
And you're just inhaling fumes.
Cars screaming by you.
Yeah.
And like, you're inhaling exhaust.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's weird that you're trying to do this healthy thing, but then you're just breathing in so many toxins.
I never pay attention to that. Is it a traditional route for runners, or is it mostly just
I think it's just for scant
pedestrians?
Anybody like cyclists, walkers, people e-scooters.
Is it heavily populated with that, or is it very rare that you see people walking?
I mean, there were a dozen, 20 people that we passed doing whatever, walking or on their bikes.
I don't know about you, but when I drive that thing, I don't ever see anybody, but I'm not looking for anybody. I'm just driving. So I have no idea if there's thousands of people that walk that thing every day.
I would guess it's pretty highly populated.
Really? Interesting.
My question is, you go healthy early.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing once you finish the run and you shower, you're pounding beers afterwards.
We did meet down at the BetMGM Sportsbook, had a beer there, went to Voltaggio. I had a mixed drink there. And then we, of course, had a nightcap where we both busted out. We bought beers in the gift shop, had a drink before bed, and then I went to bed at about 12:30.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be running on fumes today. You're going to have to get a nap 100%. In before the Caps game.
100%.
Yeah.
A good drab level nap.
In fact, weren't you kind of sleep deprived before? Because I remember talking to you saying you would get a nap. What did you have?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But the day before, were you sleep deprived from the Caps game?
Probably, yes.
So you're definitely running on fumes. Running on fumes.
Am I sleep deprived? The answer is always yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, you're always welcome to join us on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. On the show today, we have Tim Donnelly. He's the host of The Drive with Tim Donnelly Daily on The Fan in Raleigh. So we'll get behind the enemy lines perspective on the Hurricanes, who have the 1-0 series lead against the Caps. And Warren Sharp, NFL analytics expert, is going to join us. That's coming up at 9 here on an Open Line Thursday. We'll be right back.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.